Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now to word, President Trump is making plans to send more troops into Afghanistan, and he also has some new ideas on Syria. Let's hear about both. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons joins us live now. Mike, thanks for being here.
Great to be with you.
What would the implications be of sending those troops into Afghanistan?
Well, with the 3,000 troops he's looking to send, I wouldn't call it a surge, but what's going to end up happening is they're going to trickle down to the Afghan security units, be closer to the fight. I think the likely result will be, unfortunately, some casualties as they chase after the Taliban, which is now in this fighting mode. They wake from like a winter slumber, and they, from a seasonal perspective, they go back on the offensive. And you're seeing pushback from General Mattis and H.R. McMaster to the president about why we've got to send these troops to get out in front of their offensive to make sure the Afghan security forces are ultimately victorious.
All right. Let's talk about the Pentagon. It says the U.S. will also wade deeper into the conflict in Syria. How does President Trump's plan to arm the Kurds with heavier weapons change things there?
Well, this is going to not make Turkey happy, but I think it's a good move. And this is because the Kurdish forces that are fighting right now are really the only soldiers, and they're the ones that can actually chase and pursue ISIS, recapture Raqqa. The Turks are concerned that they'll be armed once it's over, and they'll use those weapons to turn on them. We'd like to think we'll keep them under control, but I think this is a good, smart move, a decisive move by this administration, something that the previous administration kind of wavered on. But given what's going on inside of Turkey right now and where they're going, I think this will ensure that ISIS is defeated quicker without having to deploy U.S. troops on the ground to do that mission.
CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons, thank you for your thoughts.
Thanks for having me.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.